11
स्वप्ने अपि स्वप्ने अपि किं सुनु ते चरणं भुजात राजत पराग पटवास भूषणेन शोभम शोभां परामति तराम अहो उत्तमांगम भिद्धत भविष्यति कदा मम साधना विलाप कुसुमांजलि इज रियली ए रागानुगा रागानुगा भक्ति भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर हैज टोल्ड इन हिज जैव धर्म that all the acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnava following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Desh Sampradaya are all are Vishuddha Raganuga. None are of Vaidhi. Actually, almost all acharyas. Ramarupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, or before that Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, and up to our Gurudev, all are Raganuga. In this, if anyone telling me that Jiva Goswami was not following this principle, but it is not right. It is wrong. Only for some, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling in his Jaivada. For his at that time there were so many kinds of Vaishnavas. Those who were not appropriate, yogya, qualified for this Raganuga Bhakti, Partiya Bhakti. Only for them, he has written like so, Swakiyavad. But in that Swakiyavad also, he has told in his Lochan Rochini Tika of Ujjvalinmani that Kinchit Likhitam Swechhaya and Kinchit Likhitam Parechhaya. No? I have written all these things. Something I have written for Parichaya, not according to my mood, well, only for them, those who are not qualified. And what I have written, thinking for an upper. For upper means, for upper meaning.
Those qualified?
This had link what is written in Ujjvalinmani before and after, reconciling them all. What I have written, this is my opinion and this is personal. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is like so. So our sampradaya whole is of Raganuga. Those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, they should leave this Gaudiya Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya. And they should go either in Ramanuja or Madhva or any other sampradaya. Or those who are in Vaidhi Bhakti, they but want to follow, they should remain. Otherwise, no. So all Goswamis are of Raganuga, especially Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanuga. Jiva Goswami is also Rupanuga. But he is especially first number Rupanuga. Also, Jiva Goswami is Rupanuga. In Rupanuga, there are two kinds of devotees, sadhak and siddha. Sadhak are of so many stages, and siddha are also in so many stages. A sadhak who has some sanskar of his past life, and in this life he is having association of Rasik Vaishnava. Also a sanskar is going on. So both mixing to both sanskar, he will go up very soon. And those who have no past sanskar, and now they have this sanskar, but their sanskar will be something weak. But those who have the past sanskar and also having this sanskar, they will very soon turn into a real devotee. They will have nishtha soon, and after nishtha, they will have a ruchi. And ruchi, actually, those who have tendency in raganuga, they pass the stage of nishtha. They will at once begin from ruchi or asakti, and gradually they will come to bhava dasa. So to come to bhava dasa, there are 11 kinds of principles. In Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, or Jai Godhar, it has been stated first. Those who have very keen interest and keen
greed,
and they are hearing for so many time with a Rasik Vaishnava, like Vijay Kumar and Brajana from
Gopal
Guru. Firstly, Babaji of
Rabinath Babaji.
And after his Adesh,
order,
they came to Nilachal and they had the association of Gopal Goswami and Dhanchand, both. And very soon,
short time,
they had the very high class of these things. These things, meaning this stage, high stage. These stages, when he hears Bhaktivedanta Swami Sindhu, hears Ujjwal Neelmani from beginning to end, and then he has a very thick grief to enter in these things. How to enter in Ashtakaliya Leela? Then they have these 11 kinds of what? Ekadash bhav, mood. That is sambandha, vaya. Sambandha meaning relation with upasya and upasa. If it is in madhur rasa, then upasya is Krishna. Kya lali?
Dhir lalita
nayak, which all qualities to be nayak, and Srimati Radhika Nayika, serving Krishna in that way. I am the servant of Srimati Radhika, and Krishna is Praneshwar of Radhika. But I am Palladasi of Sri Radhika. This is Sambandha. vayaha from 10 to 16. That is Kishore. Name, what are the name of Srimati, in Srimati Jyot, that kind of name, Roop, very beautiful Kishori Roop, to serve Srimati Radhika. Jyot in Srimati Radhika, Gan, Lalita Gan, Guru Shiksha, Vishakha Devi. Vesh, that means what? Dress, color and all these things. Agya, what service? What is the agya of Yutheshwari or Gananayaka? Vash, where to live? Whose husband? Whose father? Whose mother? All these things. Seva, what kind of seva?
Service.
By seeing the seva of Nitya Parikar, he will have some great to such like that kind of service. Radha Dasya, Radha Seva. Parakashta Swas. The last stage of Aswas means here, Asa. Asa bharai amrit sindhu maye kathanchit kalo mayati gamita kile samvartam. O Krishna, O Srimati Radhika, here, O Srimati Radhika, I have dedicated myself fully in your lotus foot. I have so many Asa of sea.
Hopes of an ocean of hopes.
Hope. And that hope is to serve you. If you will not be merciful to me, I don't want to live in Vrindavan, even in Radhakunda, even to have Sri Krishna, even my body, I will die. So be merciful, kindly be merciful to me. This is mane parakashta bhav. Or to Krishna, O Krishna, I have given myself in your lotus feet. I don't know where Srimati Radhika is. Where you are going and Srimati Radhika is there. I want to be there and serve Srimati Radhika and you also. So take me there. Otherwise, I may not leave. These are the Palladasi Bhav. Having same quality of prem to both Radha and Krishna Jugal, but yet an inclination towards these are 11 bhavas. He will adopt all these things. And after this, there will come 5 kinds of dasa. Dasa means?
Stages.
Stages. Samar dasa. He will have to hear all these things. Na? Not only here, with Shraddha and with great
eagerness
and wish to enter it. Then about Krishna, about Srimati Radhika, gopis and all the Palyadasis and all things, everything you have to hear. Then Varandasa. Vandasmane, in that part I am gratified. Smaran dasa. I will have to remember all these things. Chanting and remembering. Bhavapanna dasa. Then, prem sampatti dasa. How dasa comes? Comes from, at first, this will come for our chesta.
Our efforts.
And by the grace of
Nityananda Associates,
Rasik Vaishnav. And after this, itself, it will come from that Parikar to whom we are great. Then after that, it will come Prem Sampatti. That is, Sarup Siddhi and after that Vastu Siddhi. These are all crumbs. Then all will be come here. Then a sadhak will be qualified to remember all these things. And he should remember. Then remembrance will be automatic without any
effort.
Automatically. If you want to check them, but it will not check. Raghunath Das Goswami is Siddha, but he is acting like sadhak. As a sadhak, he is doing Sankhya Purvaka Namak Gan, Natibhi Kala Vasani Kritau, Nidrahar Vihara Kad Vichitau, Chatanta Dinau Chujau, Radha Krishna Gunasmate Madhuriman Dein Sammohitau, Vande Rup Sanatanam, Prabhu Ji Bahu Ji, Sri Ji Bahu Ji. Out. He Radhe Bhajadevi ke. This is practicing as a sadhak. And in Vilas Manjali, what he has told is Siddha Bhav. When he is innermost, a Krishna Leela, pastimes of Krishna and Radhika, that manifests here. And when it is gone, then he says that where I am live here and where that pastime is. And then hankering, weeping, rolling, lamenting, where? In Radha. In Tamal tree, he used to live at that time near Tamal tree and Kadamba tree in the bank of Radhakunda. So always lamenting, weeping, rolling, praying like so. This 11 is one of them. Now we are explaining this sloka. Svapne api kin sumukhi te charanam bujata rajat parag patavas vibhushanena sobham atitaram aho uttamangam vibhrat vibhrat bhavishyati kadamam sadhana. Today we'll stop here and again we will explain this issue. That what I have explained, do that and take this. And after that day when you will come, I will explain.
But I want to ask a question.
Only one.
Now, you mentioned Swarup Siddhi and Vastu Siddhi. So, Swarup Siddhi comes while we're in this body. In Bhava Bhakti or Prem
Bhava?
In Bhava Bhakti.
Beginning of Prema Bhakti. In Vastu Siddhi, not here.
Yes. Now, when Prem comes, then we will have to give up.
Prem comes, first comes Bhava.
Yeah.
And Bhava matured is called Prem.
Yes. But when Bhava matures into Prem,
then Vastu Siddhi.
Then we go to
other planet are where Krishna is
having
playing.
His pastime. Yes.
And there also we have something to do.
Yes.
Sadhana. What? To associate with Nitya Siddha Pada.
Yes. And then we develop Sneman, Pranayrag, Anurag, so on. Now, when we take birth from the womb of a gopi on the planet of Krishna's pastime, it is called Vastu Siddhi. Immediately
begins Vastu
Siddhi. Begins. And then
Vastu Siddhi, not at that time, but we have entered in that class as Diksha.
Yes.
This is not Diksha. Vastar only started.
Yes,
started.
I understand. So when one comes up to Rag, Anurag or Maha.
No. At first frame.
Yes.
Then his Vastu Siddhi in frame is done. And if it is done, then he comes in the group of gopis. Gopis, snare and all everything he possesses. Then he will have some connection with Krishna. In that way. Then snare will come. Otherwise snare will not come. If Krishna is not there, no man. So all these will come. Entering in Lila.
Oh, I see. But in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, as soon as Gopakumar reached, immediately Krishna embraced him and took him.
No, not like that.
It is
Uddhav, he had the association of Uddhav and Narada in Dwarka.
Yes.
And there he heard everything. Everything he heard about the Sakharas, Gopi, Basalaras, everything he heard. And then, by the permission of Narada Rishi and Uddhava, he entered in Braja. Up till that, he was in Bhavasati. Or it may be the lowest rank of Vastusiddhi. And when he reaches there, then some sakha will meet him. He will have to come in home of gopi. But he was a special thing in Gopakumar. At first he has taken birth in home in Govardhan. So this task has been solved at before. In a starting point, he came in the home of Govardhan as a sakha go. So it was solved here. And then rest were solved there. He had the association of a Guru Devane Krishna.
Jayanta.
So it was also solved here. What he would have solved there, it was solved here. In his. But in our case, we'll have to pass all these categories. I have not thought before this point. Just I am telling. It may be some wrong or
the current is coming in you and flowing out of your mouth.
You are seeing. And
you are realizing.
So you are telling.
In Madhurya Kadambini, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells how all aparad go away gradually. And one stage is bhav, one stage is prem, and one stage is sakshat darshan. So sakshat darshan, is it in this world or?
Anywhere. Like Narad, very little but sakshat darshan.
Oh, I see. So even in Bhava Bhakti or whenever.
Bhava Bhakti.
I see.
You may have.
I see. And the sages of Dandakaranya, who got the mercy of Ram, some of them took birth from Gopi's womb, only having come to stage of Bhava Bhakti, not Prema Bhakti. So then by association, they got fame.
By the mercy of Ramachandra, special mercy.
Yes. But after they took birth in Braj, they developed prema and other things by association. But they cannot have relationship with Krishna until they have snehe.
But
having bhava or prema, but some distance from Krishna, not mixing immediately with Krishna. No, they can.
From sadhan, very low stage, even relationship with Krishna is fixed. Without this, without sambandha gyan, anyone cannot go further an inch. So at the time of diksha, really diksha, there is some relation, sambandha gyan. So we should take name with sambandha gyan. Otherwise the name is not pure. With sambandha gyan and washing or all anarth, if we take name, then that is name is name.
Your question was, at what stage can you actually meet Krishna, not just sambandha gyan? That's what you were asking.
Yeah.
That they weren't able to meet Krishna. So
when they will meet Krishna, after praying.
Yeah.
In bhavadasa, they will have some very little darshan. In vastu siddhi, after vastu siddhi, crossing some stage of vastu siddhi, they may have sakshat darshan. Without prema, no sakshat darshan.